Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
And it's Wednesday, December 8th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And this intro music is from Saint Somewhere off GarageBand.com, and this is Bridge. And I've been featuring Saint Somewhere quite a bit on this show. Great band. Definitely do a search on GarageBand.com. Check them out. A sort of world band. They do some reggae, some Latin beats. They have a broad spectrum of songs. Styles, so definitely check them out. And of course, they're non-RIAA, so, and they have their music free on the internet, so. Alright, so let's get started with those news headlines. Alright, Toshiba is announcing a hybrid DVD intended to play on both standard and HD DVD players. Siemens recently achieved a 1 gigabyte per second mobile transmission. And Sony admits that a supply shortage of the newest version of PS2 are affecting US distribution. An investigation has determined that human error caused the major UK government computer crash last month. And Sony and Nvidia have revealed that they have been collaborating on the PlayStation 3 console. And those are just the short headlines. There are links to the full stories, as always, in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, let's get started by something I've had up on the everythingdigital.org site for a little bit now, and that is the iPhone. Could it be happening? There's a lot of sources that say it could. O'Grady's Power Page reported, must have been a couple weeks ago, that an iPhone or Moto Pod could be coming, a collaboration between Apple and Motorola. And this comes sort of as a result of the deal between Apple and Motorola to produce a mobile version of iTunes for Motorola cell phones. So that was already known that they were collaborating on that. And then rumors started to circulate and prototypes started to be shown of possibly an iPhone or an iPod phone or whatever you want to call it. I'm sure Apple will think of a creative name or some not-so-creative I name, like we've seen quite a bit. Even Engadget has reported it now, that they've heard from a certain source that Apple is showing off prototypes, so we'll have to wait on that, but it looks like there could be an Apple phone in our future. Of course, Apple and Steve Jobs have openly said that they were opposed to PDAs and all-in-one devices because components should stay true to themselves and not be digital Swiss Army knives. I'm sure there's a few famous statements that Steve Jobs made about the issue, mainly those about not turning the iPod into a digital Swiss Army knife. So, I don't know. With the iPod Photo, it definitely seems like they're going in that direction. And if they have some sort of video capability coming soon, then that could go even more in that direction. And then this iPhone could just bring it over the top to a phone, an all-in-one device. So, anyway, the Nintendo DS, it is being sold now, although it's very, very hard to get one. They're in extremely high demand. More than 500,000 units have already been sold in the U.S. Nintendo's goal is to sell 5 million units by April, and it's looking like they're going to meet that goal. Right now it's a very hot Christmas present for multiple age groups, actually, and they have new commercials that are targeting young adults, and I'm going to play one of those commercials right now. So this is actually airing on TV right now, and they've got it available on the Nintendo DS website, so you can see it, and I'm going to go ahead and play it.
C'est évident, j'ai besoin d'aide, même si tu es belle, je suis laid. Moi je devrais dire les mots, je vous allais dire. Croix de bois, croix de fer, sans le musique tu vas en enfer. Mets ma lunette à cassette, fais la belle, moi je suis la belle.
Nintendo DS, play wirelessly. Now with Metroid Prime Hunter's first hunt.
Qui est la belle?
Product not yet rated.
So basically, what happened in that commercial is, scene opens on two people, and they're looking at each other, and then you realize they're in a restaurant, and it looks down at one person's plate, and he writes, game, question mark, and then that shows up on someone else in the restaurant's, the condensation on their water glass, and then they write back, I believe, I'm in, and then the waiter, who's preparing plates, writes, you're both toast, on the dish that he's bringing out, and then it shows the two dishes he's bringing out, and then that turns into the two panels of the Nintendo DS. So, pretty creative commercial, and they're doing this kind of thing where they've got several commercials like this where someone writes on an inanimate object, and like a wall, you know, and then someone else gets the message. So, then shows a picture of the Nintendo DS, and then closes with their slogan, touching is good. I like it. It's creative. They're going very creative with their television commercials and their slogan here. So, looking forward to seeing a DS in person. I've heard they're plenty of display models out there, but not so sure about getting an actual a model myself. But I might swing by a gaming shop and check one out pretty soon. So the DS games, apparently, from what I've heard, it seems like they're going more. The challenges in the games are becoming more like tech savvy. Like there's one challenge where you have to blow into the microphone to get something to happen, and the more you blow in, the more points you get or whatever. But here's the problem. With all this new technology being added to it, and all these other types of interfaces, the touching and the microphone and everything, it's kind of taking away from the original mentally challenging tasks in the games, where it was you had to think your way through it, not use the technology of the system to get your way through it. I mean, anyone can blow into a microphone really hard. That's not really mentally challenging. It's cool that it can be implemented into a game like that, and that this thing could have so many different ways of performing challenges, but it's kind of losing that, you know, that original, drive for video gamers to try and figure out these challenges and really, you know, and use their intelligence instead of their ability to breathe. So, the Wi-Fi chat is a great feature. That's going to get a lot of people to. That's going to be the thing that clinches a lot of customers, because that is really going to sell well among kids who want to communicate in class and around school or neighbors that want to communicate. That'd be pretty cool from house to house. I'm not sure what the range will be on the Wi-Fi, but probably 30 to 60 feet maybe. So, definitely possible. And I think that's going to be very cool. And supposedly the way they've done it is pretty nice. The Picto Chat or whatever they've got. So anyway, that's the DS, and that will well, it's in stores now, although it's pretty hard to get a hold of. So all right, here is some non-RIAA music for you. This is from GarageBand.com. This is Outcast from Shonuf. Is Shonuf performing Outcast. So, in a poll of more than 50,000 people in 73 countries by the Animal Planet TV network, the tiger has been voted the world's favorite animal. Is this why Apple is naming their new operating system 10.4 Tiger? Well, certainly could be. You know, market research. What's the favorite cat right now that we could name our next operating system for? I've noticed this kind of Microsoft and plenty of companies do this. Microsoft's operating systems 95, 98, 2000, MENT, XP. That doesn't make any sense, but. It's like, all right, market research. What letters sound cool right now? Oh, okay. That, you know, pick two letters, those are our new operating system. It's like, what are your two favorite letters? And then whatever two are the best, those are the new operating system. It's like, nope, nothing creative, just market research. So, all right, is Windows going 64-bit? Windows says it has a release candidate for a 64-bit version of Windows XP Professional and Windows Server 2003. Of course, this is only a year or more behind Apple. What I'm concerned about is there's so many different companies that make the hardware and the computers that run Windows. So are all these companies going to be also able to implement the 64-bit technology? Or is it the operating system just going to be able to run it, but then there's going to be no hardware support? I haven't heard anything about Dell or Compaq beginning to implement the 64-bit chips. So maybe, I mean, is Windows just trying to say we have 64-bit when really it's just the support for 64-bit, but there's no hardware to support it. It's kind of like TVs that claim they're HDTV compatible, which doesn't mean they can display a true HDTV signal. It means they can take the HDTV signal in and downgrade it and then play it. So it's kind of like that. So the operating system may have the support, but hardware support may not be there. So Windows definitely behind Apple on this this issue, but as far as I'm concerned, Windows is always behind Apple. But that's just my point of view. So so to end the show here, I've got some more non-RIAA music for you. This is Tanis from Linum, and go ahead and post those comments at everythingdigital.org or call 1-484-737-0669. Leave an audio comment, and I'll see you on the next podcast.